Welcome to the teaching ministry of First United Methodist Church and Pastor Steve Kedon. We offer these messages in the hope that the Word of God will comfort the hurting, confront the comfortable, and create new life in us all. Let us now join together and offer our lives to God in worship.
If you would open up your bulletin, you'll find a copy of our sermon notes that we're going to be using today. And we've come to kind of an interesting place in our journey. We've been talking about stewardship. We've been talking about making a difference, about how we as a church come together. And really the events of the last week of both birth and death have kind of co-mingled and have really helped, I think, for me, kind of move forward what it is that we're trying to do here. And all week I've been wondering, do we understand what it is that we're doing and the importance of it? How critically important the events that are transpiring just within the last couple of weeks, how critical that they are for our future. We know that when God was leading the people of Israel, there is always the temptation to take for granted the things that are around us, to take for granted our prosperity, to take for granted a beautiful day like today and say, well, that's just the way things always are. And yet God spoke to the people of Israel, and I think that he's speaking to us, the church, especially today. He is speaking to us. Our message this morning comes from Luke chapter 14, and as I was reading over that this week, I found that that message is so critically important for us today. And it's almost as if it came right out of our own church experience. But in the Old Testament, as God was leading the people of Israel, he gave them this guidance about their future, about making the choice. What kind of life is it that you would like to have, both for you and for your next generation and for your future? And so he says in Jeremiah chapter 14, he said, "Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. That person will be like a bush in the wasteland. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in the salt land where no one lives." It's almost as if God is saying, when you want to trust in your own abilities or your own power, your own strength, if you want to trust in your 401k or whatever you have in the bank, he said, there's a natural process that takes over. And he said, it's almost like living a cursed life. It's like trying to grow something in a desert land, in a salt marsh. He said, it just can't grow. It's a cursed life. He said, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree that is planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear water, does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in years of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Those who trust and are guided by what God has, the spiritual aspects of life, are like a tree. It just naturally flourishes. It's just naturally green. It's abundant and it's bearing fruit. It's the order. There's almost a law of nature, of spiritual nature, that God is revealing in Jeremiah chapter 17. Now, the question that lies before all of us is, which of those two are you willing to get involved with? Which of those two dominates your life? And not just because you say that you want it, but that it guides the decisions and the actions of your life. And so what we're talking about this morning is, how do we become people that look like more on the left side of the screen, that are green and flourishing and abundant, providing shade for people that are around and nesting places, opportunities for growth? Or is it kind of like a parched, dry existence, wondering where is the joy that everybody else takes for granted? Which of those two dominates your life? Well, for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about stewardship. We've been talking about what's important in our lives. So this morning, let's turn to, if you have your Bibles, we're going to turn to Luke chapter 14. And you're going to hear a story that seems like it almost comes right out of our day and time, our own experience as people of faith. This morning, we're going to open up the Bible, let us form who we are and shape our own decisions. Would you join me as we share what's on the screen? This is God's word for my life in this place and at this time. Today, I am a new creation in Christ. I am God's very own, and I know He has a purpose for my life. In Luke 14, Jesus has gone to be a guest at a great banquet. And at that banquet of a Pharisee, Jesus is reclining at the table. And as he's reclining at the table, he's observing what's happening around him. And as he's watching, he notices that people of power and of wealth begin to take the dominant places at the table, at the head of the table. Now, in Jesus' day, it was a system that was governed by kind of a patriarchal system of kind of having a benefactor. It wasn't what you had or what you could do. It was who you knew. Everything got done based on a system of hierarchy, of who you were and what your status was in that society. And so Jesus takes that on, and he talks about this, shares with us a parable about what it means to be invited by God into the kingdom and whether we will respond. And so we want to take a look at that, especially in light of our stewardship involvement. One of those that was reclining at the table heard him say this. Jesus is talking about the importance of hospitality, of sharing hospitality with others, of welcoming other people, not just people that could do things for you, but what could you do for others? And so others at the table heard him say this, and they said to Jesus, "Blessed is the one who eats at the feast of the kingdom of God." And Jesus replied. Now, whenever you see that kind of thing happen in Scripture, you know that whatever Jesus is saying next is in response to what this man has just said. So Jesus is saying a parable in response to what he said. And Jesus says the following. He tells them this parable. He said, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet, and he invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servants to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field, and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I just got married, so I can't come.' The servant came back and reported this to the master. Then the owner of the house became angry, and he ordered his servants, 'Go out quickly into the streets and the alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there is still room.' He said, the master told his servant, 'Go out into the roads, the country lanes, and compel them to come in, so that my house will be full. For I tell you, not one of those who are invited will get a taste of my banquet.' This is the word of God for the people of God." Let us pray. Father God, we come to a critical time in our lives, a moment of decision, a moment of choice of who we will be and what we will become. And we pray, oh God, that in this time you'll speak to us. You'll allow your heart to work within us, to change us from the inside out. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.